This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose. I'm Dante Furco here with Alana Furco, and we have a lot to talk about. A lot of things happened in this week's episode, and two girls were sent home. Were they expected? Maybe. Were they unexpected? I don't know, but we have a lot to talk about, and I think it's time to get started.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like we just talked about this because we had two episodes last week.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems crazy that we're already back, but yeah, so we got to see Peter and his final girls head to Peru. And I thought it was interesting because he started off the episode pretty much letting the girls know, like, I really want you to think about what you want.
Yeah.
Which it showed he kind of, like, he finally showed that he was serious about it, which was good. And then, you know, I was a little surprised that Madison was the first one to get a date rose. I felt bad for Natasha. Like, she's waiting and waiting. Like, let her have it first, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. And it has been a long time since Madison has gotten a one-on-one. She was the first person. But I see what you're saying with Natasha, the only person left that has not had a one-on-one. And then you put her second after Madison. It also could have been for show purposes when it comes to, like, starting off the episode. Maybe also Peter had in mind he was going to send her home. So maybe with production standpoint, they didn't want that to lead off the episode. They wanted that to kind of be sort of in the middle because, I don't know, you don't really want to start the episode with someone getting sent home.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They probably had that. That's why they did it first. I mean, that would make sense. But I thought their date was, it was cute. You know, we finally got to see some Madison, which we've been wanting to see for so long. Like you said, she had the first date. So it's been a minute since we got a one-on-one with the two of them. But I thought the beginning kind of confused me because he kept saying that he saw her as a best friend. Mm-hmm. And it made me think that, like, he didn't see her as his next wife. But then when we see them move on to the dinner part after they go out that evening, he ends up, you know, she tells him about her religion and how, you know, she's really taking this seriously and she sees a future with him. And so it totally took a turn because then he actually told her that he was falling in love with her, which was the first girl I'm pretty sure that he said that to.
And I feel like when was the last time we have seen, like, the Bachelor or Bachelorette say that first?
I know.
Before one of the girls or guys tells them. That's what I was shocked about. And then there was like an awkward second in between it. And then she didn't say it back. So she must not be feeling the same thing.
Right.
She was nervous. And that's where I was like, oh boy, is this going to take a turn for the worse with Madison? And it's not going to work out. But
right.
She did end up getting the rose. And I think people continue to fall in love with Madison. And I hope hometowns go well.
Yeah, I think out of all the girls, she's definitely, for how young she is, she comes off very mature. You know, she explains to him about how religion was very important to her. Mm-hmm. And I just thought she handled herself very well.
Yeah.
You know what's something very interesting that I noticed is in past seasons, you see the Bachelor, Bachelorette always uses this episode to be like, okay, who am I going to meet when I go home? Yeah. Tell me about what your city's like. You know, tell me, for Madison, for example, like, tell me about Alabama. What are we going to do? What am I going to see? He doesn't really do that with them. Like, he doesn't really seem excited about hometowns. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he doesn't really know how to talk to these girls on dates.
Yeah, I agree. And going back to when you spoke about how she's a very religious girl, I loved Peter's response. He was like, you know what, I'm going to be honest, I don't go to church as much as I should, and that kills me, and it's not what I want.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great response because he was honest, and I think that helped go a long way with Madison. And
I agree, completely.
Response, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then finally, we see Natasha gets a one-on-one, which made me so happy. Poor girl has been dragged along, and she has yet to have any alone time with Peter, which kind of confuses me because, like, how can you honestly have any feelings towards her or know that you want to keep her this long if you've never had one-on-one time?
And when it comes to one-on-one time, I feel like she's barely gotten any time in general because all the dates, the group dates she's been on, they've all been cut short.
And yeah, they've all been the ones that these girls got like robbed of time with him.
She's always on those dates, and we barely saw them connecting. But Peter did say in his little side interview that he has always felt a connection with Natasha, and they just get each other, and they have a lot of connections and a lot of similarities, and I think that's kind of what kept her along so much. But I feel like also every season we have that one person who you don't really know, but they make it far. Like last season with Kirpa, she made it like to the final five or six because she was in that 3-on-1 and nobody knew really anything about her.
I don't even remember her.
Yeah. And I feel like every season there's that one person who's kept along and we really don't know.
Yeah. Well, then, which going along that, it's just weird because he made a comment about how he never feels like hanging out with her. There's never a dull moment with her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how can you feel this way when you only been on one date and the date that you're on, you guys are like in the middle of the streets of Peru dancing. Like it's a fun date. So some of the stuff he says just confuses me. Like I wonder if either he had a long time with her that we just maybe never saw or I don't know. It just confuses me.
I also feel like with Natasha, she's been one if not the only person that's really been real with him all season.
Yeah.
She's called him out on all his stuff. Yep.
And he pointed that out to her. Yeah.
And I think that's kind of gone a long way with Peter, and that's like he's gained a lot of respect for her and they've connected.
That's
and
true.
You can't, not everything's going to be great when it comes to relationship, and she's just been real, and I think that helped her get this far in The Bachelor.
Well, and so then they go to their date after, or their dinner after the date, and, you know, we finally get to see her open up and explain a little bit more about herself because we don't really know too much about her. Mm-hmm. She talks about, you know, like, first off, it's been 4 years since her parents met a boyfriend, which is really serious, and I think that I think between that and her explaining, like, her whole family to him probably, like, triggered something in his head where he was like, shit, I can't waste this girl's time. Like, if she hasn't brought a guy home in 4 years, is she gonna bring me home and I don't even take her, like, I'm not taking this that seriously, or I don't see a future with her? Because obviously he then sends her home in the middle of the date, and I just feel bad because it's just like, again, I feel like he wasted her time. Like, why did you hold her, or why did you keep her this long?
Yeah, I also feel like even if she wouldn't have said that, I don't think she would have made it into the final four because of he has better connections with other girls. I think that's very clear.
Yeah.
And she's just getting a one-on-one now. Like, it's hard to expect her to actually be in hometowns when they've actually only had one time together.
For sure. Yeah, so then I thought it was kind of interesting as they flash back from the date back to the hotel where the girls are staying. Did you notice how Kelsey and Hannah and Anne are all of a sudden friends again?
Oh,
it's like the champagne thing never happened. And
they're
like joking with each other about, I get a one-on-one and I hope you don't. Mm. Like, it was just kind of interesting that there was no drama that ever happened between the two of them.
And also, since obviously Natasha was sent home, I don't know if you've really been paying attention to Barstool at all, but the guy who took the luggage of, I believe it was Natasha's, was a part of Barstool, and like the internet's been freaking out. There's t-shirts being made. Like, you know how every time the person comes in and takes the luggage after the girl's been sent home, it was one of the guys from Barstool, and everybody's just been freaking out about it on Twitter, and I just think it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, so my roommate Maddie actually knows who the guy is. His name's Trent.
Yeah.
And she follows him or whatever, and she was actually telling us last night she was super excited to see that. I guess he like reached out to them or something and was asking how he could be a part of the show. And so they brought him in and like let him be someone that just like takes the
Yeah,
suitcase.
I thought that was so funny. 'Cause
Yeah, definitely.
you would think it'd be just like producers that would just do
Yeah, that's
that
what I
instead of
always thought it
actually
was.
bringing in people to do it, which I think is really funny.
Yeah, I mean, smart.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch on? So we have and one more. We see the date cards. There is one more one-on-one, which goes to Kelsey,
Yeah.
and then that leaves three of the girls, which is Hannah Ann, Kelly, and Victoria F, on a three-on-one, which is kind of interesting because normally it's a two-on-one, but they decided to do three girls instead.
Yeah, with Kelsey, I see going into the date, I kind of expected her to move on because she and Peter have had I feel like a great connection ever since the whole champagne situation. They've connected and they've really been able to be real with each other and progress their relationship better than others, and I think it continues to show. And Kelsey, I could see her at the end of this with Peter. I feel like maybe hometowns will clear things up, but they seem like a good couple together.
Yeah, I really like Kelsey with him. I totally judged her when that whole
Yeah,
champagne thing
same.
happened, but after that, like I feel like we've definitely seen their
Yeah.
connection grow.
And I think if you were to
And
ask, like, both of us, like, after the whole champagne thing, if she would last this long, I think both of us would say no.
yeah, I
And,
definitely didn't have her in my finals.
yeah, oh no, 100%. And we've actually gotten the real Kelsey, and it's a good thing Peter didn't, I guess, send her home when that whole thing went down and actually continued to give her a chance.
So they had a cute date. At first it was weird. They were like running up a hill and then they lay down on the grass and neither of them could catch their breath and all you heard was them just sitting there like huffing and puffing, which was kind of odd. But then they laid there and they were like making out on the hill and you see like the drone above them. That whole part was just odd. But then the whole ATV date looked really fun. Like I like when they do adventurous dates like that because you definitely see like their true side. If it's a
Yeah.
girl who's just not like I don't want to get my hair or nails dirty or my clothes or anything, or they're just like totally into it and like stepping out of their comfort zone, which I think she really enjoyed this date. But something that she touched on later on when they'd had their dinner was that, they were talking about hometowns and she mentioned how we heard in the past episode that her dad left, I think when she was like 11 years old. And, she doesn't have a relationship with him. And now she's slowly starting to build a relationship with her dad. But she hasn't told her mom yet, which is so interesting. So she asked Peter to just not bring it up next week when they go home. And, like, if, her dad's not going to be there, don't bring it up. Like,
You know
she really doesn't.
100% it's going to be brought up somehow
Oh,
by
yeah.
production.
Or she's got to tell her mom because
Yeah.
honestly, like her mom's gonna watch the show,
Oh, yeah.
so she's gonna find out somehow. But
Yeah.
she pretty much just like asked Peter not to bring it up. So we'll see how that hometown goes if there's drama that stems from that. So obviously, Madison received a rose, Natasha didn't, she was sent home, Kelsey received a rose after her date. So we know those two are definitely moving
Yep.
on and we'll have a hometown. And then
And
we have the 3-on-1, which to me was just so uncomfortable.
yeah.
Everything about it was just weird.
Yeah, it consisted of Kelly, Hannah Ann, and Victoria. And why does Victoria, why Victoria's a mess every episode, and
I'm starting to think it's literally on purpose. Like,
I'm just
she
so
thinks that that's
confused.
why Peter's gonna like think she's a damsel in distress and needs to save her.
I just Victoria, I was waiting for Victoria to walk away for the third time because I feel like every date with Peter, she's ended up crying or questioning their relationship and walking away.
Yeah.
And
And it's like, what are you getting out of this? Like, I seriously think it's just her way of trying to get his attention and just like trying to guilt him into keeping her there.
Yeah. I get that.
And then Hannah Ann's gave him a letter, which was cute, but it also was kind of strange. Like, I didn't understand the point of it. I think she was trying to show him that, like, she was opening up to him and, like, you know, it wasn't just about the fun. It was like she was taking the relationship seriously. I think he really enjoyed that. And then speaking of fun, he decides to tell Kelly that he hates that she uses the word fun and that she's not taking it seriously.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting.
I don't think that she's not taking it seriously. I think of all the girls, she's the most real. Like, she's the only one that's, like, not putting up with bullshit. She tells it like it is, and, like, she's literally, like, up front with him instead of playing games and dragging him along. And the only thing that pissed me off about this episode was she kept making these comments about her being an attorney, like she was better than everyone else because of it, and that rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, you are ruining any chances for you to be the next bachelorette because that and her car ride home. Like,
that's what I was gonna touch on. I think in this episode she ruined any chance of being the bachelorette because of all her comments in the limo, as well as not having. I feel like every season when you get sent home in order to be the next bachelor or bachelorette, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but you need to have an emotional goodbye. You need to. That's what I don't know. It's kind of like the selling point. I feel like every season.
Yep, the selling point.
And with Peter was destroyed last season, and that's. I remember watching, and Mike's goodbye was not, I guess, sad enough. And Peter's, like, everybody connected with him. And Kelly's, she was sort of rude in a way in some of the comments she made about Peter, and it rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I agree with the things she said. She again, she was very real about everything, and she was right. Like, I'm sorry, but the final four, she's right. They're all very young, very immature, and she's the only one this whole time that has been the most mature. She told it like it is, but the way she did it was just so mean. Like, saying, you know, like, they're not attorneys, and I'm, like, I don't know. It just was not, it was not the way to convince America that you should be the next bachelorette.
Yeah. I wanted to add on something going back to Victoria F., something that really, I guess, made me mad in a way and annoyed was when Victoria said that Peter was always in a mood. She said it straight to her face, and that annoyed me because I feel like she's always the one in the mood.
I know.
And where was she to say that to Peter?
No, I agree. Like, she's the one who's always crying and complaining. He's probably always in a mood because he's so annoyed with the way that she acts all the time.
Yeah, and he doesn't actually
get to finish the date. Like, I'd be in a mood, too.
Yeah. He doesn't get to finish the date with her because she's always on an emotional spiral, and it kind of takes away from all their alone time together.
So, we kind of jumped over it, but she, obviously, Peter decides to send Victoria F. home. And or Victoria F stays and sends Kelly home. And I was so mad. Like, Victoria F deserved to go home. Yeah. I don't know what he sees in her that he wants to keep her, but I've never even really seen, like, a true connection between them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been kind of weird from the beginning.
Yeah, I think he definitely had a better connection with Kelly. And I feel like every time Victoria and Peter grow further apart and he continues to keep her around and believe in that relationship.
And she just proved that she was immature by the way that, like, she, okay, he did an awful job at keeping her. The fact that he took a rose and walked her to the car, I was like, she's gone, she's going home. And then he tells her he wants her to stay. Like, that was really mean.
Yeah,
I did not like that. But her response when she was like, I don't want to go, like, it doesn't work that way. Like, if you get broken up with someone, you don't get to tell them I don't want to be broken up with. Like, if that's what they want, that's what they want. Yeah. Like, it just was so childish that she looked at him and said, I don't want
to
go.
And with the previews to next week, with the trailer of Hometowns, it doesn't look like it gets any better with her.
No.
But also,
Go on. I was watching the trailer and I literally was like screaming, because I always scream at the TV. I was like, this is exactly why she shouldn't stay. Like, why are you keeping her? She's continuing drama when this is supposed to be, like, the best week. She finally gets to go home and gets to introduce you to her parents, and she's still not happy.
And if the trailer is how it looks for next week's episode, it doesn't look like they're even going to get to the hometown date. Because I believe he said, why would you do this before I meet your family? So it looks like it spirals before. So I'm very curious to see if they even make it to meeting the family.
I know, I was thinking that too.
But also I want to add on, after the three-on-one, Peter and Hannah come through the door of where all the girls are staying. And
that was weird.
Right away, Kelsey and Hannah Ann run to each other. I thought that was so funny.
Yep, again, they're friends.
Yeah. So I guess they made up. I think that's cool. I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah, it shows that they, like, grew from the situation.
Yeah, definitely.
But I thought it was weird the way that they handled that. Like, they sent Victoria F. home alone, and then Hannah Ann kind of got a moment with Peter alone when he sent Kelly home, and then they head back to the hotel to see everyone and pretty much tell them, like, oh, it's Hannah that's staying. I don't know. I thought that was weird, but Kelly's goodbye was super strange. Like, watching it made me think, like, did they even have a connection or a relationship this whole time? Like, it was like two friends just saying goodbye.
Yeah, or if producers maybe were in his ear to keep her around. Because, like you said, I think they really continue to grow as friends rather than in a relationship. And as a couple, they were just always on that friend level and never really advanced like you saw with some of these other girls.
Well, I think that it's because I said it a few episodes ago when they had their one-on-one that, like, she opened up to him and was like, I don't have this sob story for you. Like, I don't have all this drama to give you. And, like, she's real. And I honestly think that Peter, the four girls that Peter has picked are, like, girls that he needs to save. And it's like, she is so mature. She doesn't need a man to save her. And it's like, I feel like he kind of was just like, she doesn't need me. And he needs a girl that, like, he can fix. And I don't know. I think that Kelly was just too mature and too real for him. Just not, like, definitely not like the other girls.
Yeah. And kind of to touch back on, maybe we talked about in the first or second episode, but we touched on the possibility of maybe Peter and Kelly having a previous fling, I guess, that possibly there was more to the story with them, but we didn't get that. Nothing came out during the season, so I take it as nothing and actually happened. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the case, or if producers, like, made her sign, like, if the show made her and him sign something that, like, it wasn't gonna be told that that was a thing because of, I don't know, maybe they didn't, because of everything with Bachelor in Paradise, that, like, all of them came in
up with each other. Do you remember with Nick Viles? I think it was Nick Viles' season.
Yep.
The same thing happened, and it did lead to an overnight. And the girl, I don't think the girl made it that far. But I don't think that affected anything in the season. But I get what you're saying with the whole Blake situation and how it just created drama in Paradise.
Yeah, I feel like ABC is trying to stay away from this whole, like, we met beforehand. And they probably were just like, let's keep it a secret. Or they didn't. I mean, or it didn't happen. But I just thought that their connection in the beginning was just too strong for them to just have met.
Well, maybe if there is something, if there's something, I'm sure we'll find out on Women Tell All.
Oh my god.
If there is something.
But Kelly is clearly fine, because if you've seen, apparently she's been liking tweets on Twitter, people tweeting about her not liking Peter and just, like, mean spiteful tweets she keeps liking. So I think she's fine.
Yeah, I think she's fine. And I don't think she ever really fell in love with Peter, or didn't really seem like she was really ever close to it.
Yeah.
At least by her interviews and her just talking about Peter, it didn't seem like, compared to when Madison talks about Peter and Hannah Ann and Kelsey, they just were not on the same level.
Yeah.
But moving on, we're in the final four. We have Kelsey, Victoria, Madison, and Hannah Ann. Next week we move on to the hometown dates, and a big bombshell was dropped. Madison, in the preview or trailer for next week's episode, Madison drops the bomb of her being a virgin. She said that she was saving herself for marriage. I'm kind of surprised it took this long for her to come out with it, and I hope she tells Peter in this episode. Maybe she doesn't, but
honestly, I'm proud of her because we've obviously seen in the past that Colton's season, Becca's season and Colton's season, both Colton and the girls on his season, made it like a thing to constantly bring it up. It's all it was talked about. It was this whole thing, and she did not want that to be her storyline. And yeah, I get that. I'm so impressed that, like, I don't know if that was like a insecurity thing or if she truly was just like, I want this to be about our relationship, but like, good for her for keeping it this long and not letting anyone know, because I honestly think that it would have turned on her and she may have been in drama throughout the season with other girls trying to be like, oh, she's not ready. Like, she's not serious. Peter's not going to want a girl that's like religious and, you know, still a virgin. And I'm so happy she waited this long.
With her though, now I feel like if she was the next Bachelorette, I don't want to go through the same thing again that we went through with Colton, where it was just constantly the season's tagline. It was just constantly brought up, and
I don't think they'll do that. I think because she's a female, they won't.
Yeah, I hope not.
With Colton, it was easier to get away with.
Yeah, and it just got so repetitive with Colton, and that's what I just wouldn't want for Madison if she was the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, I do think, though, it'll be kind of crazy because, as we know from Hannah's season with the whole windmill, like, Peter is definitely not one to, like, hold back when it comes to sex. So, like, I think that this may be a downfall for him. Like, he honestly... Because you hear it in this episode where he talks about how, like, you know, I'm not into my religion as much as I wish I was. So this may be a thing where he's just like, honestly, like, I don't want a girl that feels this way or is this strong in their faith.
Yeah. So what are you thinking for your final predictions, I guess, for top two, who wins it all? And then after that, maybe we can move on to who is likely to be the next Bachelorette.
I have two finale predictions. I have one that I jokingly talked about in, like, our second episode that still may be true, that he gets a girl pregnant, and that's Peter.
I've seen a lot of buzz about that on social media.
Because it's just so weird. I definitely think that he definitely, like, well, we know. We see it in the trailer. He's going to the fantasy suite with one of the girls, and he is going to spend the night with them. I'm predicting it's Hannah Ann. I think that he is going to send Madison home. He's going to tell Madison about this. Madison is not going to be happy. She's going to go home. And I think that he's not going to end up proposing. And it's going to flash forward. He's going to sit down with his parents. And they loved Madison the first night. So I think that's why his mom is like, go get our girl. You need to go get her. And I think he's going to end up chasing back after Madison, kind of like Colton's season.
Well, I guess I'll say who I think's going to be in the final, like, two. You can actually tell by the trailers they showed, just by the dress style, that Hannah is definitely in the final two, because you don't wear that type of dress for a final three row ceremony or as well as a final four. So I'm thinking Hannah Ann's definitely in the final two. I can't see Kelsey or Victoria moving on further than Madison because of their connection. So I think it goes down to those two. And so apparently this finale is like the best kept secret right now. It's the first time that just nobody has a clue on how this whole thing ends. But I don't think it ends. I don't think the season's over. I think that after the final rose is going to be the season finale. I don't think that it ends at the... I don't know if he gets engaged or not, but it just seems like this is unlike no other. And if you read a tweet by the head of the Bachelor franchise, he has a cryptic tweet, and apparently a lot of people think sort of like what I'm saying, with that there's going to be something big at the After the Final Rose ceremony. So I'm very curious to see what happens and how this whole thing goes down.
Yeah, I don't know if I sent this to you the other day. It's been stirring around the internet right now that there is a theory that Peter ends up with one of the producers. Now, when I first read it, I definitely was, you know, I definitely tagged along on that. I started believing it. The examples they show totally make sense. But then when I thought about it again, I, like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, when you're the Bachelor, producers have to follow you around until the very end. One, to make sure that you're not spoiling stuff. And two, I think they keep them with them until the show is absolutely over. So, of course, like, this girl is going to be in pictures.
Yeah.
It's with a group. I don't think that he or ABC would be that dumb to have them together if, like, in videos and Instagram posts.
Yeah, exactly.
If they actually do end up together.
And also, with that being said, I saw a lot of people that were, I guess, close to the source that were like, this is just not true. I don't know why anybody would think this is true. So, okay. And especially Reality Steve shot it down too as well. He was like, this is not how this all ends. He doesn't even know how it all ends, but he knows for a fact that that is just not true.
I just think it's either two different things. It was Bachelor's way of getting people away from the real
100%.
Finale, or it was just people trying to predict who it was going to be. And it just doesn't make sense. Like, why would Hannah Brown comment on her picture of them together and be like, I forgot what she said on it, but like, I'm so happy for you or something. Like, I don't think that she would do that if those two ended up together.
Yeah, I think I don't remember where the interview was, but Peter said that he has not seen the correct prediction to the ending yet.
Oh.
So I'm curious where this all goes. He said that on social media, he has not seen anybody post the correct prediction. Wow. So what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But moving on, we're in the final four, and it's time where a lot of people are starting to talk about who is the next Bachelorette. They're going to start taping that in a month, right when The Bachelor finishes, which I believe is around the week of the 9th, I believe.
Yeah, I heard, I listened to, Tyler C was on a podcast that I listened to, and he was saying that last year, he got the call on February 14th, and he left for taping on March 14th.
Yeah.
So it's a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is. I remember Jordan Rogers talk about in an interview where he said he got a call on Saturday from his agent, his football agent. He was like, do you want to be on The Bachelorette? And this is an opportunity for you. And then he started taping on, like, Wednesday. That was very unique because Jordan Rogers is Jordan Rogers. He played college football. He's Aaron Rodgers' brother, so I think that whole scenario was different. But sometimes they just turn it quick on you. But I think it's time to start making predictions. Who would you like to see as the next Bachelorette, and what are your predictions?
Honestly, I don't know. I know we talked last week about who we were possibly thinking. I am at the point where I think they're going to go with an older season.
I think so as well.
Female. I don't think they're going to pull from this season. If they do, I'd be very surprised. Honestly, I would love to see Tayshia. I really liked her. I didn't really think that she got her full opportunity or chance in Bachelor in Paradise. I know she ended up with John Paul Jones, but I feel like that was just like a comfort thing. I would love to see her as the next Bachelorette. But honestly, that's the only one. Like, I don't want to see Hannah B again. If that happens, I would be so mad. I hope Bachelor doesn't do that. But you never know. They brought Nick Vile back again after being on, like, Bachelor in Paradise a few times. And, like,
2 seasons of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. So, you never know with ABC, honestly. Yeah. Ari was so random. So
it was very random.
And they could go back pretty far. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to, I think Ari's season would maybe be the furthest they could go back. I can't imagine they would go back to Ben Higgins' season.
I think the only person from Ari's season that would actually be a candidate would be Tia, because you see someone like Crystal, she's now married to Chris. Lauren's with Ari.
Becca's with,
So a Garrett. Lot of the final people that you would consider a candidate are out. And I think Tia could be a candidate. I've seen a lot of people pushing for her on social media, as well as previous Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants. I've always been a big fan of her. And also, I would be okay with Tayshia. I was not a big fan of Tayshia during Colton's season, The Bachelor. But I think I came to like her in Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. From John Paul Jones. And you actually saw the fun side of her. And I think she could make a good Bachelorette. I'm just not sure if they would pick her.
See, another person that I have heard rumors about, but I really hope they don't, is Angela.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, Clay's Angela, because they made such a big deal about her on Bachelor in Paradise with the wedding and everything. And, like, people really talked about how beautiful she was, and they really liked her. I would not be happy if it was her, because I'm not a fan. But
yeah,
I've also heard her name thrown around.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. But I just also feel like she doesn't have a lot of people backing her, because every season there's always those people pushing. And I feel like that also comes into play when producers are picking who's going to be the next Bachelorette, because it's all about the fans and what will drive up the ratings. I just don't think she would drive up the ratings at all.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I feel like with the Hannah B, if she was to be the next Bachelorette again, I feel like there'd be no in between. I think she would either skyrocket the ratings because people want to see that second chance, or it would plummet because nobody wants to see her again. So I'd be very curious to see what would happen, but I just don't want to see her again as the Bachelorette. I was sick of her seeing her back on Peter's season.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, I think it's too close. Like, if you're going to have her back, I think you need to wait at least another year or two.
And could you imagine...
Like, if we just saw her.
Could you imagine if we got to the end and she just didn't find love again? How bad that would look on the Bachelor franchise.
Exactly, and it's like she already...
She got her chance, and
I think it's
time for her to find love in the real world and not on The Bachelorette, when you can give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. But I think that pretty much wraps up this episode of After the Final Rose. We're going into hometowns. I'm excited. We have about 3 or 4 weeks left. We're going to get the Women Tell All in a couple weeks, so I think that'll be exciting, especially since there was a lot of drama this season.
This is probably going to be one of the best Women Tell All.
Oh, I'm sure. Everybody's going to be going neck and neck at each other.
Like, actually, sorry. Colton's was really good because they all were at each other, but I think this one will be even better. Like, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Tammy and McKenna will be going at it.
Oh,
and the thing is as well, is now these girls have seen what other people have been saying about them behind their back, like in the side interviews, and that's what brings out a lot of tension as well. So I just think with these girls, they're going to be going at it with each other, and they're probably going to be going at it with Peter at times, because Peter shorted them on a lot of dates, and I'm sure they're going to be mad.
I hope all of them call him out, because it's time for him to get a little taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, so I'm excited for the rest of this season, and I can't wait for this ending. There's been so much hype on this ending, and I don't
know. It's an unpredictable ending.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
So I'm very curious, but I'm excited.
Yes, me too.
So that wraps it up. If you want to follow our Instagram, it's ATFR_podcast, and you can also check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast streaming platforms. So that's all on After the Final Rose, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you.